bravery beyond swagger. Many boys feel pressured to prove their masculinity by hiding their emotions and taking risks, even when they're scared. This pressure comes from a culture that associates vulnerability with femininity and weakness. Justin Baldoni recalls a time when he was forced to take a risk because he was afraid of being ridiculed by his peers. He jumped off a bridge into a raging river, despite being terrified, just to avoid being mocked. His upbringing was a mix of love and societal expectations. His parents accepted his sensitivity, but the schoolyard taught him a different lesson. He was warned that showing emotions or befriending girls would make him appear gay, the ultimate insult. This led him to disconnect from his emotions. As author Bell Hooks notes, the first act of violence that patriarchy demands of males is not violence towards women. Instead, it demands that they engage in acts of psychic self-mutilation, that they kill off the emotional parts of themselves. This means that boys are often forced to suppress their emotions to fit societal expectations of masculinity. This pressure can be overwhelming, leading boys to make decisions that aren't in their best interest. Justin Baldoni's experience is just one example of how this pressure can affect young men. It's essential to recognize the harm caused by these expectations and work towards creating a culture that values emotional expression and vulnerability in all individuals. The power of vulnerability. Justin Baldoni's journey to overcome emotional suppression began when he faced bullying as a youth. Feeling isolated and unable to talk about his struggles, he turned to female friends who modeled healthy vulnerability. As he learned to reconnect with his emotions, he realized that beneath the surface, he was deeply afraid of failure, irrelevance, and not being enough. He knew he needed to face these fears head-on. To overcome his fear of vulnerability, Justin planned a guys' trip with his friends. Although he framed it as a casual escape, he secretly hoped to reveal his fears and insecurities behind a mask of bravado. However, something unexpected happened. A friend broke the ice with a raw confession of his own, unleashing a torrent of truth-telling. One by one, the men began sharing their deepest secrets, from childhood traumas to present-day addictions. In this newfound safety, Justin Baldoni mustered the courage to admit his complicated relationship with pornography, his fear of failing as a man, and his yearning for a different way of being. This transformative experience taught him that true strength lies not in hiding vulnerabilities, but in having the courage to share them with others, people who can meet us with compassion and help us carry the weight we were never meant to bear alone. His story highlights the importance of accepting vulnerability and seeking support from others who can understand and empathize with our struggles. By doing so, we can break free from the chains of emotional suppression and find true strength in our humanity. Self-assurance, intelligence, and modesty. Justin Baldoni has experienced feelings of inadequacy and self-doubt despite his professional success. On the first day of directing his debut film, he was overwhelmed with anxiety, questioning his competence and worth. He wondered where this insecurity came from. His memories of struggling in school resurfaced, feeling dumb and unable to keep up. As an athletic youth, he was taught that his strengths were physical, not intellectual. Faced with a rigid education system that didn't suit his learning style, he was labeled a problem and a troublemaker who needed to apply himself. In retrospect, it's likely he was dealing with undiagnosed ADHD. However, this experience led him to a personal narrative of intellectual inferiority that persisted into adulthood, despite his professional achievements. His story highlights the impact of harmful messages about masculinity and intellect on our self-perception and confidence. By sharing his journey, he hopes to inspire others to recognize the imposter within and work towards accepting their true potential. Break the mold, accepting help and intelligence. Justin Baldoni contends that societal expectations can create a conundrum for men, where they're pressured to be intellectually superior and self-reliant, yet intellectualism is often viewed as inferior. This pressure leads many men to overcompensate, pretending to be more knowledgeable than they are. He had a turning point in his life when a high school teacher recognized his distinctive abilities and encouraged him to think creatively. Justin Baldoni's experience was an epiphany. He didn't have to conform to traditional norms. He could be authentic and still excel. With this newfound understanding, he decided to alter his approach as a director. He started soliciting expertise from others and asking for assistance, realizing that intelligence lies in recognizing one's limitations and accepting collaboration. The most effective leaders are those who acknowledge their shortcomings and invite others to contribute their expertise. They're willing to adapt and adjust their course based on feedback. By doing so, they're able to achieve greater success and freedom. Justin Baldoni's journey has taught him that it's acceptable not to have all the answers, and that seeking help is a sign of confidence, not weakness. Sex, achievement, or closeness. Stereotypes often portray men as driven by carnal desires, always ready to get laid. However, this oversimplification overlooks the intricate web of biology, emotion, psychology, and personal narrative that shapes male sexuality. Men's sexual experiences are influenced by a range of factors, including their upbringing, social environment, and personal trauma. The pressure to perform can lead to disconnection from one's true feelings, as seen in Justin Baldoni's experience. After being subjected to an unwanted sexual encounter, he felt pressured to man up and not express his discomfort. This unprocessed pain manifested as sexual anxiety, premature ejaculation, and a fear of not being enough. He is not alone. Many boys experience similar traumatic events, with some studies suggesting that as many as 1 in 5 boys may be victims. Society often fails to provide boys with a healthy understanding of sexuality, leaving them to piece together information from questionable sources such as pornography, peer pressure, and the internet. This lack of guidance can perpetuate unrealistic expectations and a distorted view of intimacy. As a result, men may struggle to develop healthy attitudes towards sex and relationships. The time has come to challenge these stereotypes and offer boys a more nuanced understanding of male sexuality. By acknowledging the complexities of this issue and providing a safe and supportive environment for boys to discuss their experiences, we can work towards creating a more positive and respectful culture around sex and relationships. Break free from the shackles of pornography. Exposure to adult content at a young age had a profound impact on Justin Baldoni's sexual education. Pornography's influence on the brain triggers dopamine, creating strong neural pathways that link sexual images and behaviors with unpleasant emotions. He turned to porn as a way to alleviate his depression after a partner's infidelity left him feeling inadequate. However, everything changed when Justin met his future spouse and experienced the healing power of genuine closeness. In a relationship built on transparent communication and sincerity, he slowly began to share his vulnerabilities and struggles with porn. This marked the turning point for Justin, who realized that true intimacy was not about physical prowess, but about forming a deep emotional connection with a partner. Justin believes that many men conceal their insecurities and struggle with sexuality and self-esteem. He argues that broadening our definition of sex beyond physical performance can lead to a healthier and more comprehensive approach to self-worth. The key is to create a safe environment for men to share their stories without criticism, integrating their sexuality with their overall humanity. Ultimately, Baldoni's journey is about breaking free from the shackles of pornography addiction and accepting a healthier approach to sexuality. By shattering the silence and promoting open communication, he hopes to inspire others to do the same, leading to a more authentic and fulfilling existence. Key points. 1. Many boys hide their emotions due to societal pressure, linking vulnerability to weakness. 2. Emotional suppression in boys often comes from societal expectations and peer ridicule. 3. Accepting vulnerability can lead to true strength and personal growth. 4. Self-doubt and feelings of inadequacy can stem from harmful societal messages about masculinity. 5. Recognizing and accepting help from others can enhance personal and professional success. 6. Men's sexual experiences are influenced by various factors, including societal stereotypes and personal trauma. 7. Breaking free from pornography and focusing on emotional connection leads to healthier relationships.